Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. We're building up on a critical conversation. It's that time of the year where many of us as South Africans might overextend ourselves, given that we have additional responsibilities or really just want to indulge when it comes to our finances. And that speaks to sometimes accessing credit or making use of it. But the pressure point typically comes when South Africans might find themselves overly indebted and are unaware of how to manage their debt through debt counseling, which is an option if debt does spiral out of control. But how do you need to make sure that you're using it effectively? Our next guest joins us now on the line, director at 8020, a key research institution that has joined us throughout the course of the year to help us unpack some of the dynamics you and I as consumers face. Andrew Fulton, who joins us now. Andrew, such a pleasure to have you with us, and thank you so much for making time.
No problem. Nice to be on the show again, Gugu.
Always exciting to touch base with you. I guess let's deep dive into some of the key concerns regarding debt counseling in South Africa, especially now that the festive season is upon us. This is where we tend to overspend as South Africans and might not be sure how to adequately manage our debt.
Yeah, I mean, one of the trends that we've seen is we had the biggest quarter-on-quarter growth in balances in retail store cards this last quarter three, and there's always a huge jump in quarter four because of the festive spend. So, you know, it's kind of gearing up for a big jump in balances for retail. We've noticed a 30% growth in credit card balances since 2021. So we really see that a lot of people in South Africa are it looks like they're overextending themselves in that sort of unsecured debt space to buy clothing, food, and other things they need to do. And when we were looking at the debt counseling numbers, what was shocking to us is just how few people are either aware of it, but certainly how few are taking it up. I mean, if you look at 43% of South Africans are in default on one or more loan, you know, that means that about 2% of those people apply for debt counseling, about 177,000 applications last year. So shockingly low numbers for people who could be getting themselves out of some credit stress if they went to debt counseling.
Definitely. And this is important, right? Because fundamentally, we do see that there's an increasing number of South Africans who are becoming credit active individuals. That's increased year on year.
It has increased year on year. I mean, not hugely. It's always hard to kind of like what is the gauge and what is a lot and what is a little. I mean, we had a growth of 1.4% in terms of credit active individuals over the last year, which, you know, if you think about the population is probably growing faster than that. So it's growing, but maybe it could grow a bit faster. The concern rather is how fast balances are growing compared to number of new people who are holding those balances. So for instance, if you look at credit cards, you know, they've got a compound annual growth rate over the past 3 years of about 9%, but less than 1% of new credit card holders. So what we're seeing, and we've seen it for a while, is this concentration of debt into fewer hands, which also would push those installments up and be, you know, candidates for debt counseling likely.
As you say, the concentration of debt into fewer hands, does this mean that of those who have been credit active, we're actually trying to access more credit? And that's why we also see an increase, I guess, in the 43% of those who actually default on more than one or more loans. Is it because we're overburdened?
Yeah, I mean, I guess what's also happening is people are falling out of the credit space. You know, they're either, you know, being risked, their risk score is too low, so they're not being given new loans. And then those that are, you know, deemed as lower risk are given more loans, and then they're overextending themselves on their credit card limits, on their, you know, reaching into their bonds to pull out money, and buying more expensive cars. So that's essentially what's happened. But the big one has really been retail and credit over the past 3 years that we've seen growing quite dramatically, which does suggest that, you know, we've got basically stagnant salaries over this time. Mm. We've got massive food and other inflations. So people are really reaching into those unsecured products to make ends meet.
Got you. And I think this, as you highlighted, has obviously been exacerbated by the economic concerns we saw, despite there being a shift, a high inflation, which has slowed down, interest rates being cut. But we're still finding that South Africans do find themselves struggling with managing their credit. And this is where debt consolidation or debt counseling becomes a key area of interest that many are unaware of and do need to be mindful of, as how to use it effectively to manage their debt. Is it that people just aren't aware, or there isn't enough knowledge and information? Why are we finding that there's a shortfall of individuals who actively take on debt counseling?
I mean, it is a really interesting question. I mean, I would expect the numbers to be so much higher given the state of a number of people's credit balances right now. I think there's a couple of things. I mean, generally as a nation, there's a financial literacy issue. So you know, if you're bad at calculating what the impact of an interest rate increase and managing your finances, you probably aren't even aware of debt counseling as an option. I know a number of people we found with the credit data that was fascinating. We used to, like 15 years ago, we were using survey data to kind of look into credit, and we realized that most South Africans either lie or aren't aware of their credit situation. So the numbers were just so shockingly low, we couldn't use them anymore, which is why we now have a credit portal that we use the credit bureau data to analyze. But I think there's also, you know, in that shame piece, a lot of people don't want to go to debt counseling because perhaps they haven't shared with their spouse how bad things have got, or they don't want to be seen as so out of control that they feel debt counseling is something they need. I mean, I would assume it's very similar to marriage therapy or just personal therapy. You know, you've got to admit that maybe there's a problem before you actually even consider looking at the solution, and maybe the solution there's a stigma to it or a bit of shame around it.
Yeah, I do want us to get to, you know, in using it effectively, because there often have been concerns around how to manage it and to ensure that you understand the terms and conditions that do come to it. So do we find that also leads to some South Africans not being fully aware of debt counseling and how it can be used effectively, but understanding the conditions that they need to abide by?
For sure. And I mean, you know, as with any industry, there's some fantastic players and there's some dodgy players. So I guess maybe they hear stories, they hear rumors that things might not be, maybe there's some people not behaving properly, companies not behaving properly, and they're worried about that. I think the other thing also that I want to mention was, you know, the agreement is 3 to 5 years. And for those 3 to 5 years, you're not able to take out any additional credit. So that's another challenge, is that it's a limitation on your personal freedoms or your ability to kind of borrow to get the things that you want for an extended period of time. That's another thing that stops people from, you know, if they've researched, if they've looked into it, but don't take it up.
Mm-hmm. You've also done a lot of research just in terms of, you know, who or what the dynamics are around the average customer and the number of loans they have when they approach debt counseling. So what are the nuances around their circumstances and financial predicament?
Yeah, so we looked into that, and the average number of loans held by people who apply for debt counseling is around 6. Which is, I mean, it sounds like a lot, but about 18% of the middle class and 34% of heavy hitters are sort of wealthy segment, our 80-20 ENS segment. They have more than 6 loans. So, you know, it's not an uncommon thing. In fact, there's about 6% of the wealthy South Africans who are paying installments on 10 or more loans.
Wow.
So that's kind of from the loan side. What we've noticed, we take research from a company called Debt Busters that does quite good debt counseling. And what they're saying is that people on average are sort of 66% installment income when they go into debt counseling, which is, you know, it's probably 10 percentage points higher than your average sort of heavy hitter, wealthy South African in terms of income to installment to income.
Got you. I guess to close off with, one thing that we're learning from this is that we just need to be a lot more aware of our credit behavior. And when we find ourselves overwhelmed, to consider and fully research, I guess, debt consolidation as an option.
Absolutely. I mean, as with everything in life, you know, talk to a friend, ask some questions, do some research, and then find out what the options are. Because I think some people get so stressed about their situation, be it credit or life, they think there's no solutions, but definitely, you know, I think debt counseling is it'll certainly reduce your credit stress if you're one of these people that's in default on a lot of your loans and heavily overextended in your installments.
Definitely. And as you've said, do your research that you know exactly what it is that you're getting into and managing it accordingly. Andrew, it's always been a pleasure to speak to you throughout the course of this year, whether we're in Cape Town or up here in Johannesburg or through Zoom. We're really appreciative of your time and efforts to always share and impart some knowledge and information with us. So thank you again for your time, sir.
No problem. It's been great chatting with you this year, Boo Boo.
Likewise. Have a beautiful festive season and we'll see you in 2025.
For sure. You too.
Thank you. That's director of at 8020, a research institution that really gives us some insight into consumer behavior, culture and dynamics through the art of data. That's Andrew Fulton joining us tonight.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.